Welcome to the Rob Aguilar Show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Joining us today, we have author Daniel Gray. He is a self-proclaimed pickup artist, and the title of his book, Why Women Cheat, Confessions of a Pickup Artist, is a must-read for every guy out there. That book is available at Amazon. But before we get started, I'd like to tell you about our Patreon page. And this is a great way to support the show. You can go over to patreon.com/podcastfortodaysman. And with as little as a dollar a month, that's 12 bucks a year, you can help support the show. Also on Patreon is Radio Free Brooklyn. You can support this network, this radio station, and this show by checking out the Patreon pages over at patreon.com. So we've got a great show lined up. Stick around. You do not want to be left out.
From A1 Studios in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, New York, this is the Rob Aguilar Show.
Daniel, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
You have this very interesting book that I think will help a lot of men and answer a lot of questions. Women are very interesting, intricate, delicate, also creatures. And once you think you know women,
right?
Or at least in my life, once I thought, wow, I understand women. I know what they're about.
Yes.
Something new pops up.
Exactly.
Totally confuses me.
They're Pandora's box. They're crazy. Weird. This was like, it's exciting and weird, and I'll let you continue. I'm listening. I'm your preacher to the choir.
So I saw the title of this book. I'm like, this is like the handbook that we've been waiting for.
You know,
this will help us understand, get into the mind of the woman and see another aspect of how they think. But I want to get a little in depth about you and what in your background made you the right person to write this book.
How did I come about this book? Honestly, I'm a very secretive person. I don't like sharing things, but I do love studying. I study intensely. I'm what you would call a super nerd. I mean, like beyond super nerd. When I was in junior high school, I traveled the world playing chess. There was a famous chess player in New York. I even spent 12 years teaching chess around the country. I love solving things. I love figuring things out. And what got me interested in, you could just imagine, you know, a chess nerd. I wasn't really that interested in women. I was so focused on learning. But women would say things weird. They would say stuff. And I would be like, you're a weirdo. What the hell is that? Why would you say that? And then I would go to another woman and say, do you believe this woman just said this? And they would go, yeah, obvious, you're an idiot. And not just New York, okay? I would go all around the country just to test, because I wanted to, confusing. These things would confuse me. All different types of women, different ages, different ethnic backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds. Every single one of them said similar things all around the country to the things that I was asking them about. And it bothered me because I like to solve things and figure things out. And I had to figure out what was a woman. I had to figure it out. After over a decade of studying and going to classes and seminars and such, I'm still a little confused. And there's still things that I'm confused about. And even in the book, I learned a lot from writing. We could answer that question later, what I learned from the writing the book. But back to the question of how I got into this. Once I went to the Barnes & Noble and just kept reading books and studying, and I went to the internet and I learned and I learned. I eventually went to the pickup artist community. And I mean, it's kind of, when you say pickup artist, it's kind of sleazy. It's like, oh, gross. But when you read the things that guys are sharing with each other, it is incredible and amazing. It's useful information. Some people are really gross and sleazy. Some of them are. But, I mean, that's everyone in life. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can find any person in any of any background and be like, oh, sleazy, you know? So the pickup artist community, what it means to me is just how to be attractive and how to learn how to be attractive, because there's a lot of guys who are confused, still confused, even after they've been like the top pickup artists in the world, confused still. And it's just the nature of the woman.
So you go from being this chess super genius to becoming a pickup artist. Do you consider yourself a pickup artist?
Honestly, no. I don't go around saying that. It was good for the book. But in all intents and purposes, that's if there's a definition of a pickup artist, that would be me. But it's not something that, I mean, I tell women right off the bat, I'm honest. I tell them, I've studied this. I've learned this. I talk about what I learned. I think soon people are going to stop looking at the pickup artist community as like a pariah. And it's one of the intentions of my book. Most pickup artist books and materials and seminars are for single guys who are just really frustrated and who feel comfortable enough, not ashamed enough to, you know, ask for help, because some guys just don't want to ask for help. This book, I want people who have women, who have some kind of sense about women. I want them to look at these materials in a new light and say, you can use this not to pick up a new girl every day. And you can, if you want to, I talk about that in the book, but how do you be attractive to your woman every day? I mean, because women do that for men all the time. If a woman wakes up and doesn't put on makeup, you go, "Whoa, what happened to your face?" You know, I mean, women, they're serious. I mean, they yeah. get feedback yeah. right away. They exercise, they eat the right foods. They do all of these things. And for their man, you know, they go shopping, they wear different clothing and have a whole outfits for every single occasion. And they know what men like. They know what turns them on. They try. Men don't try. Men who are like, who've been with someone for 5-10 years, they don't try even a little bit. And it's a problem, because there's an entire slew of guys who literally study all day long on how to be attracted to women. And they take your girl. I'm saying most of the women that I've dated, almost all of them had somebody. And it's never been a problem for them. It's just, yeah, this is how it's going to go. And this is how it is all around the world.
So there's never an issue when something more attractive comes along to just get up and go. Guys that aren't really upkeeping themselves, they're comfortable, and all of a sudden there's this other guy who does all the right things, is taking care of himself, is making himself attractive, and he could move in on your woman. Is that something that could commonly happen?
I want to challenge you on a thing. The way you're talking, it's like the way a man would talk about attraction. What you're saying is right. I mean, as a man, if I'm dating a woman and she gained 300 pounds and stopped taking showers, and then a hot woman.
Oh my gosh!
You know, this is for real. Serious. You know, I'm not a joke. Serious. This is the reality for guys. I mean, if a hot woman goes by and she says, "I want you," I mean, there's no. It wouldn't be any question. I mean, there's a question about it. I mean, obviously, if you love the woman who gained 400 pounds, you still love her, but a part of you understands what you need. It happens. There's an inner part of you, inner part of every man that is in control of certain parts of your body that just takes over. It's like a switch gets flipped. So it's primal. It's something that you can fight against if you want, but I mean, it's going to happen. It's a real problem. And, you know, good for you if you say, no, I love my, you know, 400-pound woman. No, serious, good for you. Yeah. Now, on the flip side, what I want to challenge you on is that you said something about keeping yourself up and being attractive. That is not women go crazy for. You know, one of the things that I the first thing that bothered me, I was hanging out with some friends, and there's a bunch of girls, guys, girls. We just chatting, and for some reason we started talking about Fabio. I don't really know why we started talking about Fabio, but we talk about Fabio. Be prepared for this sentence, okay? Because I don't think any guy, one of these women said, I think Fabio was ugly. To me, in my mind, a person who says Fabio was ugly needs to be at least like a supermodel. She was attractive. She was attractive. And I kind of wanted to get with her at the time. But I didn't curse her out, but I just wanted to, I said, look, how can you say that he's not, she's like, she said he's ugly. I'm like, I mean, how can you say he's ugly? And then all of the girls went and chimed in and said, no, this man is not attractive. How do you feel about that?
It's an interesting scenario. And the only thing that I can conclude from that is that maybe women necessarily, if they were to create a list of priorities or things that they look for in a man, possibly looks isn't number one on that list. Maybe something else. Maybe the way the man portrays himself, the way he carries himself. I'm a guy, and I look at Fabio, and if I was a girl, maybe I think he wouldn't be a good-looking guy either, but there's something about him, I guess, that maybe attract women. I mean, I think he's got a huge nose. I mean, his nose is like in your face when you see him up close.
Well here's the thing. This is, like I told you, I like to study. So I went and I researched this guy, Fabio, right? He's famous for being gorgeous. His image has been on more than 400 novels. He's been in a zillion modeling shows. Now, the thing is that men don't buy romance novels. Women buy romance novels. He's broken world records for sexiness. Now, I think at the time I thought, these women are crazy. I went around the country with a picture of when he was in his early 20s, young, ripped, attractive Fabio. I'd walk around and show pictures to girls. You find this guy attractive, and 100% goes, yeah, he's attractive. Where the trick came, and I was like, would you get with him in any way, date, sex, anything? Every single time they would go, I don't know. Or someone would just go, no. It's mind-boggling. I stopped asking after one girl said, because I would argue with them. It made me mad, okay? Because for me, I know that I would never be as attractive as this man. And it felt like they were calling me ugly, you know? I think I'm attractive, but I thought what made me great was, like, I had, you know, a nice face and nice features, and I kept my body my body in shape, and I did all of these things. And here you get this guy, he's ripped, he's got the hair and the face, and he's tall, and he got the accent. The last woman, she said, I don't want him because I'm sexy enough for the both of us. It got me curious about women, much more curious, and made me study. Like, that's the first thing I did. I started going to Barnes & Noble and studying. So when you said, you know, keeping yourself up, I want to push back a little bit, because you could just be fat, okay? Literally, you don't have to be attractive. And that's a really good thing about women, kind of. But what you need to do, what's important that most guys don't do, is they need to find, let's define it. You need to be able to do the very same thing that if you see a hot woman anywhere in a picture, in a magazine, or she's in front of you, what happens to a guy is he loses, like, you know, part of his, you know, brain power. You become, you know, stupid, kind of. You sweat a little bit. Your heart beating, racing, and all these other things, you get flushed.
Yeah, you don't think straight.
You don't think straight. You literally lose your mind. That's what happens to a guy, and you turn stupid. You turn into like a baby, kind of. And women know that what they do, how to do it, and what to do to make that happen. What guys need to understand is how to do that to a woman, and that is what I would do. That is the only thing that I focus on, how to get to that moment and that point. And it takes effort and time and skill and knowledge. Most guys don't do that. They never do that. They don't wake up, oh, you know what, I'm going to turn my woman on today. And they don't know how to do that.
How difficult is it? to achieve that?
It's not difficult. You just need to know. that's the point of the book. I was going to say it's not difficult, but then I was like, you idiot. Of course it's difficult. It takes time and effort. A lot of pickup artists have huge egos because they're dating lots of women. They have giant egos. And that's what people see or think about when they think of a pickup artist. And you got to understand why they have huge egos. These guys stumbled onto something that turns women on. It's like, let's just switch to, it's like you're a slim, attractive woman, and all of the other women in the world are 500 pounds and don't take showers. That is the best analogy I could think of. Literally, you will be swamped with women if you understand that little thing. And most guys don't even attempt. They don't know when it happens. It's like a mystery. Not a mystery to the people who spend their time and energy looking for that.
But is it something that is real? For example, like you hear a lot of these different pickup artists who have all these techniques that will tell you, if you say this, then they're going to respond with that. And then when she responds with that, then you say this. And that's going to awaken some other thing in her from her childhood. And her daddy's going to come into crazy stuff like that. Yeah. So is that being real? Because are they being attracted to the things that you're saying because you're saying them at the right time, or are they being attracted to you? Does that make sense?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I want to clarify again about pickup artists. A lot of these guys are between, you know, they're late 20s and early 30s, and a lot of them stumbled upon the community, and then like they were alone and desperate, and then a few years later they're swimming in women. And there's a couple things that are problematic in the community. If you're going out every day, clubs, bars, it's very expensive. It's expensive to go out in clubs and bars. It's expensive to go out on dates. It's expensive, even if you were really cheap. I was making a lot of money before, and I was still being cheap, but the price adds up. You can't sustain that kind of lifestyle. Unless you're independently living, and most of these guys aren't. And then to top it all off, you have this, it seems like you have this great skill. It seems like it. But what they do is they try to market what they've learned, what they've done. They try to market it and demonstrate what they do in their own lives. The problem, I need to talk about the inner woman. I need to talk about the inner parts and how women operate. But that's something else. Just remind me.
We can definitely touch into that for sure.
But you can't do a step-by-step analysis of what you do. You can if you want to. It's possible. But there's no way that you can take someone else's stuff step-by-step and get the similar results. It's impossible. You know, you don't have the same look. You don't have the same size. You don't have the same voice quality. You don't have the same humor, the same personality. And in addition to that, is women are reading these books. they're going to these seminars. They're talking about it with each other. Once they realize that you're doing a thing, once that is a fact, you can't do that thing anymore.
It's like revealing a magician's tricks once people know how he does the tricks.
Right.
Yeah, because I was thinking that may take you along so far. You know, you're saying the right things. She's answering exactly how you thought she was going to answer. Then you throw him back another talking point, and it's going back and forth. But then after all that's done, there has to be some substance behind the guy throwing those pitches. You know, because if you don't have any substance, then it's like, okay, now what?
In addition to that, I mean, it's not just – I mean, a lot of these things, it's like short routines. Once you've done the routines, it seems effective. It worked up until a point, and then you're stuck because you don't have anything. And the most famous pickup artist is Mystery. Did you read The Mystery Method?
I've kind of skimmed through it years back. He had the show on VH1.
The thing about The Mystery Method, the reason why it was so successful, is that it was a step-by-step plan that lasted about 10 hours. It was a 10-hour step-by-step plan. That is why it was effective, 10 hours. It was each phase had an emotional outcome. And you can swap your own personal stories in and out to each different phase. The reason why it doesn't work I mean, because technically it works. If you read it, it works. Technically it works. The reason why it doesn't work is because everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about every single phase. Women know about it. Women read the mystery method, and they talk about it with their friends, and they defend against it now. Even people who don't read it, women who has had experience with guys who do the mystery method, they understand it, and inside they know, I've seen this before. Even if it's different words, they know, oh, there's a guy just like this that I met other day. He was a jerk. And then, you know, they'd stop it. The mystery method was amazing. I studied it intensely a long time ago, but I realized that all it is a guy who is really good with women. He tried to put it into words what he does, but it only goes so far. Becoming better with women is a process, and they take skills. Memorizing words won't help you. Won't in the long term anyway. Especially since I'm writing a book for people who are in relationships. You can't run lines on your wife. It's pointless. I think people should study the mystery method and other things as well to understand why those things worked, what made them work, what process is happening. That's what I did anyway.
When I first saw mystery, and I was like, how is this dude getting chicks? I mean, look at this guy. I don't think he's a good looking dude.
Exactly.
I think he's just like scrawny. I mean, I remember back then when I saw him for the first time, I was like, this dude looks kind of crackish.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like he's done too much heroin or too much crack. This guy's skinny as a twig, pale, doesn't look like he works out, doesn't look like he eats much. Yeah. I'm like, how is this guy getting chicks?
Yes, yes. I want to push back on you again because you keep expressing attractiveness in terms of a man. Understand where you're coming from? You're expressing attractiveness as a man. Women, it's just the same thing. He's, you know, a tall, skinny, pale, white guy. I'm going to let you know, I couldn't hold a torch to this guy. He's really a master at a lot of things. But the book doesn't really do him justice. I'm going to help you out, and I'm going to tell you how you could know whether or not you're attractive to women. I'm going to give you a simple test. The test is, I call it the Disney test. So you can pick any one of these characters from the Disney movie. You can be Shrek or the Beast from Beauty and the Beast or the Frog in the Princess and the Frog. You can pick any one of those guys and you put yourself in their situation. You could be either a frog. You live in a pond, but you can talk. Everything else about you is gone. You could be a hideous beast, live in a castle, or you can be Shrek. You could be a smelly giant ogre living in a hut by himself.
I got to pick one of the three?
You don't have to do it now. I'm saying do it whenever you want. Whenever you pick one, and you have to write it down or you say it out loud or whatever, you have to explain how it is that you would get the princess to kiss you. Serious. I want to stress, guys don't really, it's like they don't understand women, they don't try. These are real movies that are popular, incredibly popular, and they speak to exactly how women like to operate, at least how they fantasize about operating. I mean, think about Beauty and the Beast. Think about that movie. The first time I watched that movie, I was like, I don't know, 7 or 6. And I told my aunt, I was like, gross. This is a gross movie. I was so mad because she was kissing this monster. And then my aunt, she sat me down and she's like, no. It's about understanding, not reading a book by its cover and really truly understanding who a person is, blah, blah, blah. She gave me a whole speech about it, whatever. If you change the sexes, the movie would totally be about bestiality, okay? So serious. If you change the sexes, if Belle was a man and the Beast was a woman, and, Belle was like, oh, this the hottest woman in town who's rich and famous and everybody wants her, she wants me? I don't know. I got to think about it. I'm going to go out into the forest, read my books, and then get wolves. Oh, no, wolves. and then get saved by the beast, and then, you know, wind up in the castle with the beast, and the beast saves you, and you go, oh, thanks for saving me? You have a good heart. I think we should kiss about it, you know? that movie would be about bestiality. No one would like it. It would be like one of those, you know, Christian rallying cries to burn, you know. But instead, what you have is a thing. This movie is like a woman's fantasy. I mean, women dream about discovering that nugget inside of you, and they will look past how terrible you look. I swear.
Oh, we see it all the time, though, when you think about it. I mean, I've seen, you're from New York, I'm from New York. In Manhattan, on any street, you'll see some hot-looking chick with, like, the ugliest dude. You know, he's obviously pushing the right buttons.
Right.
Because he's got this hot chick, and she don't care. Yes. This guy's short, fat, and bald.
Yes, yes, short, fat, and bald. And honestly, you know what? I think a lot of guys, it would be better if you were born short, fat, and bald, because it would force you to learn what really matters. I mean, there's a lot of attractive guys who just don't get it. They're confused and like, I don't understand why girls don't like me. Look at all these muscles, you know?
Dudes are getting implant muscles, not even real muscles. They
really?
Get implants trying to impress women.
That's a thing? Implant muscles? I didn't know that. You're serious. Is that a thing? Implant muscles?
I read somewhere that guys are getting like the same type of silicone breasts that women get. Like you can get them in your biceps, you can get them in your calves. I was like, I can't believe that guys are having to resort to this because they don't have the confidence or the skills. Or this is what they need to feel better about themselves.
That's really bad. That's
We reached the low as a society.
No, look, because that is not even what women like. I mean, it's sad that they do that. But then if a ripped guy was walking down a beach, like just ripped, women aren't like flocking to him and going, oh my God, oh my God. But like a woman who's like incredibly sexy with the, you know, giant breasts in a thong, walk on a beach, guys will go to her. There's a huge difference. The things that guys think women are attracted to are wrong. I mean, like, they think that if you make enough money and you pay your bills and you take care of the business, it's like, oh, so attractive. But if that was so attractive, you know, there should be a shirt, T-shirt. And, you know, I paid my mortgage for 10 years straight. I'm so sexy. You should want to give it to me. You know, there's not.
Yeah.
It's serious. That's never a thing that people dream about. This, you know, I mean, whatever. Here's the thing. In my book, I did a number of things. I tried to explain how to reach that part of a woman, the inner part, the inner woman, how to make her lose her mind. I mean, that's important. I mean, you have to be able to learn how to do that. So the first part of the book, the first part, maybe 70% of the book, I wrote two pickup artist routines, how to make a woman fall in love with you and how to have sex with different women every day. Now, what I did was I hired three women from around the world to comment on that. So I had one woman from America, one woman from Eastern Europe, and one woman from Venezuela, I believe. It was Venezuela, yeah. And the point of me getting those women and writing those routines wasn't to show the routines or have the woman diss me. The point was to try to reach that inner woman, because the best way, the way I do it anyway, is to reach that part of a woman is to sometimes talk about something totally different. It's fascinating. I haven't bought a book in a long time. I really enjoy what these women said and what I wanted them to want to get them to say. And you get to see that inner part on paper. It was hard to do, but very informative. And the second part, I talk about how to do it specifically, how to do it directly and specifically. Most of it is stuff that you can learn from other pickup artists. What I've learned anyway, there's this five ways. Languaging, you can use language. I studied NLP. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
Well, neurolinguistic programming is essentially the study of how words affect the mind. Hypnosis is a part of NLP. It's like saying, NLP is math and hypnosis is calculus. And people heard of hypnosis because, you know, people go out and they do hypnosis performances. But hypnosis is simply a part of it. It's like, you know, how words can affect, you know, a part of, you know, same thing, part of your body. And there's a pickup artist, the first one in the world, Ross Jeffries. And that's one of the first things that I read and studied. He mainly focuses on NLP and languaging and how to connect with a woman in that way. I don't like Ross Jeffries. He's very gross and misogynistic, but I do love NLP. I studied it intensely. Studying these things and getting better at it, the techniques, the word associations, will improve your life. It will improve who you are, the way you interact with people in general, and it will improve your business. NLP courses are incredibly expensive, and they're always business executives and business people wanting to improve their lives. There's a number of examples I could tell you about if you want, but I want to tell you the other four things, if that's okay.
Sure.
Learning how to communicate is vital for a guy, not just someone who's single, but guys who are with their wives. You learn how to communicate with that inner part of her. You need to learn, you know, the way to do it. I mean, there's a science to it. It's literal science, created by actual scientists and PhDs to communicate with that part of a woman. You should know how to do that. If you don't know how to do that, someone else does know how to do that. I know how to do that, and I did it all the time. If you want, you can look up Ross Jeffries. He has example videos of how he does it. You need to learn how to do that because it's good for you. And also, women should learn how to. I mean, women. I want women to read my book. Also, it's for men and women. Women should learn about how to connect with that part of herself, and also how other people are doing it, and how to protect herself, and such and such and such. Vital is communicating with like emotions and personality combinations. There's a pickup artist named David D'Angelo. His whole thing was cocky funny. There's a personality type that is attractive to women. He says cocky funny. And if you can spend years mastering this personality type, and it is attractive. I disagree with him somewhat. I disagree in that you don't need to just have that. You can be, you know, aloof funny or cocky, anything. You can play with those personality types and themes, and you can spend a lifetime doing that. And you should, people should do learn to do this. It's actually difficult. It's one of those most difficult things you could do, but it is worth it to learn how to express yourself in a different way. And what makes cocky and funny good is that it's like a duality of a personality. This duality that is intriguing to women.
This is very, very valuable. And I think that the guys listening are gaining a whole bunch of information that maybe they weren't aware of. Yeah. I think for the most part, from when we get emails from listeners and stuff, the biggest challenge always seems to be, hands down, is the approach. And not necessarily at the clubs or at the bars or anything like that, but at the subway station,
right,
walking on the street on your way to the office. Guys have a difficulty with approaching women and trying not to come off as creepy.
Right.
That's the big challenge. Because, and in a city like for example, New York or any other big city like LA, Chicago, places like that, everyone's in a rush. Everyone's going somewhere. Everyone's got something to do. Chicks have their headphones or earbuds on.
Right.
And nobody wants to be interrupted, or they're sitting on the subway reading a book. You know,
okay.
So that's the stuff that guys are like, whoa, how do I approach these chicks without, you know, being told off or being creepy?
That's the
challenge.
That is the hardest thing for guys, but it's actually the simplest thing to overcome. Every man has approach anxiety, terrible anxiety. We're born with it. I don't understand the biological imperative to be terrified, but we are all terrified. Even the guys who've done it a zillion times.
Even these master pickup artists?
Yes. That's the first thing I admit. I'm going to admit to you, I was beyond terrified. I had actual panic attacks, real hardcore panic attacks. You got to understand it's normal. The only thing you can do is be prepared. There's a lot of ways to get over that. There's a lot of ways. Really, it's about preparedness and knowing what you're going to do. I mean, this is what I describe in the book. It's funny that women would say stuff like, it's so easy to get a woman, just go out and just get one. But there's you have to overcome that initial panic attack. It seems hard, but it's not. It's like the easiest thing to do. When I personally was having a panic, I would allow myself to have the panic attack. I would allow it to happen, and I would let myself be completely terrified and stutter, be tense. Wherever I was, I would make it clear how terrified I was. I read it online somewhere. I think it was called like the, I don't know. I'm just going to say movie star routine, because like this scene happens in a lot of movies. Like the guy is like terrified and he finds his way, the courage to walk up and just says, I think you're attractive. You know, I swear to you, it's like it's the best thing, especially in when the women are just like sitting down somewhere, and it's like there's like a group of them, and like that's even more scary.
Women in a group is more intimidating than one by itself.
Yeah, it's even like because like it's even more scary. So I would if they're like sitting down and I'm scared, I'm like, great, I'm terrified. This is exactly what I need to do this routine, because the routine itself needs me to be afraid and needs me to let me. I don't have to tell them I'm afraid. They need to see that I'm afraid. And I come over and I go, I just say where I was, where I was and what I was thinking and why I'm here. Like I woke up and I'm like, I was over there and I saw you and I don't know why I'm here. I'm sorry. I wanted to figure out why you're so amazing. And in that fashion, I'm terrified. I'm shaking. I'm stuttering. Women love that. That's it. That's
I can totally imagine why they love it. They feel that they are the cause of
You destroyed my life. Her beauty really ruined my body. It doesn't even matter if she's with her husband. Like girls, guys, it doesn't matter. Like you can go over there and she will ask you to sit down to hear more.
Yeah, I mean, please tell me more about my eyes.
Yes. The routine itself, you got to understand, it's okay learning words. Understand the emotional intent behind the routine. The point of doing it is to express that she's caused this great effect on my body. But the dread and the panic, I had the courage to come forward and say something. Now, usually what I do is I ask her to qualify herself. It's bad to just be sweating a woman all the time. It's just wrong. You can't do that. There's many reasons why it's bad. I don't want to talk about it too depth. But what I would do is I would ask her to qualify herself. I would ask her, what made me come over here? I don't understand. How did it happen? Why am I here? Or I would say something like, what makes you so amazing that I had to do this? You know? And they want to tell me, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I've done these things. That's why you came over. And I go, okay, that makes sense. Thank you. And then I'll go on from there. We have a nice conversation.
Something like that works with all types of women, like regardless of like ethnicity or age.
I mean, everything works depending on who you are. I'm about honesty. I don't like lying. I would only do that if I was actually terrified. If I really am terrified, I let myself be terrified. I would not recommend a guy going out and faking a panic attack, you know?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah. I agree.
to say, you know, it works. You know, it works that I wouldn't went over to a woman and I was scared. Whether or not a thing works isn't important. I think what's important is to understand why it would work. Why would it work? Why would doing such a thing work? I mean, it's in movies. It's a trope. It's a theme that's in almost like so many of these like romantic comedy movies. It works there. It works in real life, but it may not work for you. I mean, I'm a very short, non-threatening black guy. If I were 6'5", I probably wouldn't do that. It's a good idea to study and learn why things work and then attempt things for yourself. The worst thing you could do is you're dating a girl and you're like, and then she's recounting how amazing it was that he, you know, he came up and he was, you know, he was scared, whatever. He was so confident. I'm happy about him. And then the guy goes, yeah, I read that routine on a pickup artist forum. You know, I mean, you don't want that. You know, if a guy is terrified and he's standing next to me, I go, nice. All you got to do is be scared and go over there and do it. Just go be scared. Seriously, don't be scared. That's the best thing you can do. You could even just say, I'm terrified. You terrify me. Honesty is the best thing. You know, I can go to a girl. I can tell her, I'm scared. You scare me. I mean, that's that. You have no idea how that could be a routine, you know? But, I mean, saying the same thing over and over again is lame. I'd get bored saying the same thing over and over again. But, yes, if you go to a group of women and walk over and says, you know what, I'm afraid of, I don't know what I'm afraid of, but you are amazing. In your own words, yeah, it's compelling.
I encourage that you go out and buy this book, Daniel Gray, author of Why Women Cheat. Daniel, where's the book available?
It's available everywhere. It's Amazon, Barnes & Noble's. The ebook hasn't populated onto Amazon yet, but I mean, if you do a search, Why Women Cheat, Confessions of a Pickup Artist, you will find the ebook version if you want. Oh, I think the ebook version is on Barnes & Noble's maybe. The latest I checked, Amazon had it listed for $17. If you want to order a bookstore, you can just ask. It should be on the bookshelf. If it's not on the bookshelf, you can request it.
And where can people follow you and reach out and interact with you on social media? Where can they find you?
You know what? I haven't set it up yet. I have my own social media account, but I don't want to mix it.
Sure.
But for now, you can go to my webpage, thedanielgray.com, and I'm going to add a social media presence later. The Daniel Gray is T-H-E Daniel G-R-A-Y, Gray with a C.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Daniel, this was a lot of fun. There's so many things and topics that we can go on. And if you can fit us in the schedule down the line, I'd love to have you back and
sure. And
maybe talk about some of the women that you've encountered that were maybe cheating on their guys with you. If that ever happened to you in your endeavors out there, I think that would make for an interesting conversation.
Sure,
and I'd
sure.
love to have you back. This was a lot of fun.
Thank
you so much for your time.
Of course.
All right, Daniel.
Have a good day.
Awesome.
This has been an A1 Broadcasting podcast.
walk on by, girls be looking like, oh, he's fly. I pimp to the beat, walking on the street, I'm a new love freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print skin out of control. It's a red food with a big afro, and just like Bruce Lee, I got the glow. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. I work out. When I walk on the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stare, staring at me. I got a passion in my past, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. When I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them off. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks, yeah. This is how I roll, come on ladies, it's time to go. We're headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, I still get service. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl, look at that body. Oh, oh, girl. This is what I see. Everybody stares, they're staring at me. I got passion in my pants, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Ooh, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. So wiggle, 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 yeah. Oh, wiggle, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Oh, wiggle, 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 yeah. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Oh, yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I-